Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Hi, Tyler. It is 2511.
Okay.
0401-0038-3452.
3452. Perfect. Just give me a second here to pull your file up and we can get the ball rolling here for you.
I need to tell you something after you find whatever you are.
Of course. So is this Orange Tech Service Incorporated?
Yes, this is what I need to tell you. Orange Tech Services belong to my dad.
I see.
And he had a loan and he paid it. But now he is retired.
Mm-hmm.
And I established my own company last year, and I started business around May or July, and I process, merchant accounts, okay? Now, what I need the funds for is we have a contract with Google, and it's an AdWords contract. And we only advertise with Google, and we have, because we have very good results from them. But Google are not cheap.
I understand.
Google are pretty expensive.
Yeah. I see.
We pay them something between $1,000 to $1,500 a day.
Oh, my God.
Yes, but we get results from them. We are not sending their money as a charity.
Of course.
The thing is, I want to ask you, because a couple of companies I talked to, they said, I don't have enough background.
Mm-hmm.
I only have 4 months of processing till now. I process with Chase Payment Bank.
Okay.
And the last statement I processed was $100,000 a month. I started small. 15, 20, and then we started growing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are in the range of 100,000.
Okay.
And we might be increasing, because if I get the loan, I have a new project with Google. I need to go through it, and that would raise our sales tremendously higher.
Okay.
So are you interested in such an offer?
I think I am possibly interested here. Let me, is the business...
I'm not going to lie to you. I talked to a couple of companies. They sent me letters on basis of Orange Tech. Everyone want to give money to Orange Tech. It has a good history. It paid all its loans. But Dad retired, and I took over, and I changed the name of the company to my company.
Okay.
And, many of them said, no, you don't have enough data. Somebody said, no, we the offer was for Orange Tech, not for you. You know, all kind of
stuff. Uh-huh. Of course.
So I got your letter in mail, and I said, I'm going to give you a... Yes. Are you a broker, or you are the bank directly?
You got some noise in the background there? Oh, there we go.
That's my cell phone.
We do all in-house financing. Sometimes we'll possibly team up with someone else if the capital's a high amount there and we can't cover it all.
Before you team up with somebody, let me know who it is, because
of course.
That I already talked to, I don't want you to go to them.
Of course.
Okay? There is one other thing. Some companies requested me something very strange. I showed it to my lawyer, and he said, what is this? They wanted me to sign in advance a court affidavit before a crime has been committed, that I agree to sign and agree to a lawsuit. And my lawyer said, what's this?
What was that for?
Yeah. I have no idea. My lawyer was surprised. He said, don't sign these things. Are you crazy? They can take you to court even if you did not default.
They say,
no, it is only for default, for whatever. He said, no, these kind of loans do not... I don't know what these people want or what they are trying to do,
Do you mind me asking? Do you mind me asking who that was through? What was the situation there?
It was Swift. You know them?
Yeah, I'm familiar with them. They wanted.
I have no idea why they sent me that letter.
Yeah,
they said, okay, we approve you for $36,000, but you need to sign. You know what an affidavit is? It's a defendant and a claimant or whatever it is, and I agree to terms and conditions, to a lawsuit in case I blah, 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 blah. 16 pages of documents. I have my friend graduated with me from UCLA. He's a lawyer. He's
nice.
A litigation. I showed it to him. He said, what kind of nonsense is this? Leave them alone. Go, don't take their money. We don't know when they will decide if something happens or they decide that they have it. When he read it, it's an open-ended. They can sue me anytime.
For what, though?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's
$6,000 if I'm not paying. And I'm planning to pay because I have a business. I'm running a business.
Of course.
Buying for a loan that's not cheap. And I know how much I can make out of it. And I am giving you the specific reason why I need. I'm not buying furniture. I'm not buying boats.
Yeah.
I'm not buying equipment I don't need. It is a marketing and advertising, and I need it because the holidays are coming in.
Of course.
I'm launching a new product with Google. I've been working with Google for a long time. My dad has been working with Google, and now I am working with them for a long time.
Well, let me...
I
was going to say, let me just kind of update the file here, and then that way I can kind of dive into what you might be looking to do. So is the company name not Orange Tech Services anymore?
No, it is not. It is FetLine Inc.
What is it?
F as in Fox.
Okay.
E as in Boy. E as in Echo.
Okay.
B as in Boy. L as in Lima. I as in India. N as in Nancy.
Okay.
E as in Edward. Inc. And
Inc.
Do you want tax ID? I can give you the tax ID.
Oh no, you're fine there. I need to just update the company name and all that. So it's FetLine Inc.
Yeah.
And then is it still the same billing address, the 22543 Ventura? Woodland Hills, California 91364. Okay.
Yes.
And then as far as the business classification, is it like a partnership, C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
No, it's an S-Corp. I own it 100%.
S-Corp, and you're 100% owner. Okay. And I'm sorry, what did you say your name was? I didn't catch it there in the beginning.
Abdul, A-B-D-U-L.
A-B-D-U-L, Abdul.
A-A-B-A as in Alpha, B as in Boy, D as in David, U as in Union, L as in Lima.
Okay.
Has a second name, but Abdul is fine. And my dad's name, Daouk, D-A-O-U-K.
Okay. So, and then you said you changed the name about a year ago, correct?
I didn't change it. Company still exists. I use it from time to time because he has a huge history with Google. And I use his account with Google sometime to keep it alive because, Google, when you build a relationship with them, they keep it. They keep it. When you start fresh, new with them, they put a lot of restrictions and till they come to know you. Google is a very, very scrutinized company. If they find something they don't like, they shut you off. But till now we are fine with them and everything is going smoothly and whatever, but sometimes I bridge my contracts through his company because he has been working with them for 4 years now.
I see, so, I see. But you own the other business there as well, correct? You own both the FetLine Inc. and the Orange Tech.
He owns. No, he owns Orange.
Okay, okay.
He is retired. It's not an active. It is an active company in the sense that it is still registered, paying taxes, mm-hmm. whatever it is, and still have the contracts with Google that I benefit from.
Of course.
They give special discounts on them and everything. And that's about it. But the whole business now is run by me, by my nice. New company.
Gotcha, gotcha. And so with this new business that you have, you said you have about 4 months of bank statements you've been able to accumulate, or is there more?
Did yes, I hear you? Yes, I have. I was working with Chase, and then I moved to Wells Fargo. And although I clear with Chase, but Wells Fargo is... We worked with Wells Fargo for years. My dad worked with them for years.
Mm-hmm.
Chase are a bit more conservative than Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo are a bit, you know, I find them very friendly bank, more than Chase. You go to Chase, you want to see somebody, you have to sign a piece, you have to sign your name, sit and wait your turn as if you are in the DMV.
Wells Fargo seems to
change. I don't know why they do this.
Interesting.
And, yeah, that's why I worked with them for 4 months. I can show you the statements. Then I moved to Wells Fargo. And on Wells Fargo statements, you will see the interaction between me and Orange Tech Services. I
okay.
send them money because they pay Google on my behalf.
I see.
Because I don't want to pay Google right now tons of money. They have a discount, a huge discount, you know.
Yeah, because they've been with them.
Years.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I bridged through him. So I told him, Dad, keep your company alive. I need it.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, what is it you do there with Flowline Inc.? What is the business itself?
The business itself is we are an e-commerce company. You can have a look at our website. It's www.febline.com.
Okay.
It is, we sell office equipment, we sell softwares. Now we are going to sign a contract with QuickBooks and Norton for their softwares. That's what I need the new marketing plan for. And we provide technical support for clients. I took over his clients, 35,000 clients all over the United States and Canada.
Wow.
Yeah, because I took over his clients for 4 years. He built up a good base of clients. And when I started, because the company was established in 2015, it took me 6 months to get trained. It's not something easy.
Yeah.
And to set all this setup up and do all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
And we do it all virtually, okay? And let mm-hmm. me tell you something. We do not stock. We drop ship from third parties. We have a huge contract with Amazon because Amazon has two prices. Has the regular price for the public, and they have for the people who buy in lump sum from them.
Gotcha.
We buy a lot from them, okay? So we have an advantage. So when we resell the product, even though the client will receive a product with a box of Amazon, but he cannot mm-hmm. get that price from Amazon.
Gotcha.
Okay. We do a lot of things. We went also in the wholesale business of the food. I signed two contracts with Sam's Club and Costco.
Wow.
And For we act as middle people. We buy from them. They give us discounts over the public. I buy a lot from them, and we resell them wholesale again.
Okay. So
we don't make much money on that. Our mm-hmm. main business is the online business.
Okay.
This is 80% of the business. This is where the money I need to. The other business I don't need money for because, your clients come to you, you buy the product, sell it to them, cash your money, move on. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
even with my processing, I have no problem. But my problem is Google. They need a lot of money. They need
time. Yeah, that is a lot. So did you have like a specific number of what you're looking for capital-wise and kind of a breakdown of how that's going to be allocated?
Actually, I'm not looking for between 25 and 35 are fine with me.
25 to 35K?
25,000 to 35K, 25K to 35K during the holidays. And okay. If the holidays are good, I might request an increase. Because after the holidays, things a bit slow down, but they pick up in February. If I found that I got the new contracts and the new business, I might file for an increase. But I might not need to. This money will be more than enough for me.
By the way,
how long do you need the payback?
How long are our terms? Is that what you're asking?
No. How much? I need. You take weekly, daily, monthly.
We do daily, weekly, and monthly, just depending on which programs that you get approved for. As far as the term length goes, it's anywhere from 3 months to 36 months in length. Usually, first timers get into the 6 to 18 month range. I would say is about the average starting.
Yeah, we are looking for 1 year, not more than that.
Okay, so kind of shorter term there.
Unless we increase the volume and the stuff, but at the same time we are getting rewarded for it.
Of course,
our revenues will increase, but for the time being, I'm very, very conservative. Like he did, he taught me start small, start establishing yourself, and then you will set yourself up.
Exactly. And that's kind of the whole structure of these kind of loans. If you can get your foot in the door, prove you can make those payments, another opportunity comes around, we're able to get you more capital at a better term and rate there. As far as the 25 to 35K, was that just going to be used for the Google payments there, or was there other uses?
Advertising and marketing.
Okay. Advertising
and marketing. It's not going to be used for hardware or this kind of. We don't need it. We have to find it.
I see, and you know,
because Google, when we run our, they have a program called AdWords. When you run it, the click costs you $3.3 almost. They used to be $1.25, but they became so big, you need them.
Yeah.
Okay, and depends where on which page they put you, how, and we get. Really heavy clicks on our program, and each click cost us $3. Sometimes in the weekend it cost $1.25 too, because nobody works on weekend. We work 24/7.
That's crazy.
We work weekends. We have a lot of things to do with them. But to tell you honestly, majorly we only need them for advertising. We call it advertising and marketing. That's what Dad needed them for. He never took them to buy stuff.
I got you. And, you know, with the 25, 35K, with the holidays coming around, did you have an expected kind of return on that kind of investment based off of what you've done in the past?
Well, we are expecting to jump from 100K a month to 150 minimum.
Okay.
Because we might be working with different processors also.
I see. And do you expect that kind of jump just during the holidays, or is that something you consistently want to be hitting?
No, that's something we would like to maintain.
Okay.
Because when we started, if you will see, we started with $20,000 revenue. Then we went to 40, 50, 70, 80, 100.
Wow.
We went gradually.
Okay, so there's definitely some continuous growth there. Did you know what you guys have in sales so far this year?
Well, I can look at the four statements that I have from Chase. Hold on.
You have four statements with Chase? How many statements do you have with Wells Fargo?
I know, I'm talking about the merchant statements.
Oh, okay, yeah. If you have merchant statements, that'll
You will see how much my return is.
Yeah,
you
4 months.
My movement in the bank, I don't mind.
Okay, yeah, it's
but
usually
there is a lot of movement in the bank account. Sometimes you will see it, it goes down to 1,000, 2,000, sometimes it's 10, 15,000. It depends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it depends throughout the month. Yeah, as far as merchant statements, we would only need 4 months of your most recent. So if that's what you have, that'll definitely work. And it'll help out.
4 months.
Perfect, perfect.
Let me just have a look at one thing.
Yeah, of course.
Statements, Chase. Okay, the first one is in July.
Okay.
It is shows a total of 26,651.
Okay.
The second one is in August. It shows 78,369.
Okay.
Third one is in September. It shows also 78,600 something.
Okay.
And the last one I got a couple of days ago, it shows 104,000.
104K. Okay, let me do some math here real quick just based off of those numbers.
And I tell you, this happens not by mistake. It happens because we spend tons of money on Google.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of revenues does not come without advertising.
Of course.
We don't spend money on Microsoft or Bing or these kind of guys. It's a waste of money. Nobody goes there.
And
Google is a monopoly.
The pricing you said you were getting, the $1,000 to $1,500 a day for Google, is that the pricing you're getting through the Orange Tech services or what you're getting with Febline?
No, to tell you honestly, the account is still in my dad's name because he has a huge discount.
I'm saying that's a discounted
price
now.
When you see my bank statement, you will see transfers because he has his account in Wells Fargo. I have my account in Wells Fargo. That's why we moved. I was with Chase. He doesn't want to go to Chase. So he forced me to go to Wells Fargo. And I am happy I did that. So you will see online why money going from Febline to Orange Tech. This amount of money is purely going to Google.
To Google.
And you will see how much money that's worth.
Okay. Well, here's my question to you. With the merchant statements, I mean, you're close to about almost 300,000 there. What are your bank statements right around the same amount of volume? Is it not as much? Where are you guys at with
everything is settled in the bank. What do you mean?
I'm just trying to figure out kind of where your sales are at so I can give you a ballpark there of what we can free up. Just based off the merchants, we could probably get you right around the 25 to 35K.
Everything processed goes to the bank accounts.
Okay, okay. Then we'll be able to take a look at that.
Nothing outside the bank account. Nothing.
Okay, okay. As far as getting you capital, if we were able to maybe get you, let's say, 50 or 60K, would that be something you'd be interested in, or are you pretty settled on the 25 to 35K range?
Depending upon the terms. If I like the terms, I'll take them. I'll go more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sign two contracts instead of one contract, and it will give me a good chance to work on.
Okay, and as far as credit's concerned, how would you rate your credit? Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Listen, my credit is very good. It's above 700.
Okay, good,
and,
good.
Yes, it is above 700.
All right.
They told me there's something called IFIC score. I don't know what it is. It's a combination of it. Last time I looked at it, it was 728.
Okay. Okay, so you're in the 7 to 730 range, which is above average. That'll definitely help you out with an approval. When were you looking to bring this capital on? Was this something you were looking to do as soon as possible, in a few weeks?
As soon as possible. I'm running out of time. November around the corner. Thanksgiving is coming.
Okay.
Everything. So if you can see that there is a chance to facilitate... Tell me what do you need. Send me an email of everything you need. I'll send it to you.
Sounds good. Yeah, as far as getting you an approval, we're just going to need a one-page application I would email you to fill out. As okay. far as 2015 tax return, do you have a tax return for February? Do you have like a profit loss margin breakdown
we
or anything
like that? We don't
have
because we started business in 2016.
Okay. So we might be able to work around. Do you have 6 months of bank statements? Not merchant statements, but bank statements?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Let me see. Hold on, let me see. I started July, August, September. There was nothing movement before. I think Wells Fargo has, but you will not see anything. The money started flowing in July.
Okay. Well, we'll work with
that
if we need to. Okay. So we would just need that. And then 4 months of your most recent merchant statements.
That was my weak point with the other guys.
The bank statements?
They said, we want 6 months. I told them, I don't have 6 months. What shall I do? Shall I invent statements for you? I'm not going to invent statements for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have a few programs that you only need 3 months. You definitely have some programs
but
that will be available.
They're not expensive.
I wouldn't say expensive. They're just a different program. So,
different program. Okay.
What we can do here? What's a good email there for you, Abdul?
It is feblineinc@aol.com.
You said gmail.com.
At AOL.
AOL.com. Okay, I will. I'll get an email going right now. Give me about 5-10 minutes to shoot it over. It'll have a list of everything that we'll need to get an approval process going. Was that everything?
Get me your coordinates, your phone number, everything.
Yeah, I will have all that information in there. Is this something you can maybe get back to me by today or tomorrow, or do we need a few days to kind of get all of that together?
No. Right now, I'm in the middle of something. If I finish early, I can work on it for you.
Sounds good.
Because, look, it's simple. Let me tell you why. Because I had everything prepared because I applied before. So
I was going to say, you should be good to go.
Yeah, and I let it go. I didn't think about it. And when time passed and I started realizing I'm going to lose it, I'm going to lose an opportunity. Because when I looked at, I jumped from 26 to 200,000 in 3 months, 4 months, I saw an opportunity there.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
I want to capitalize on it. So.
Exactly. If you can maintain this growth and this capital is going to get you there. Sounds good. What I'll do is get this email going. I'll follow up with you here maybe tomorrow afternoon if I don't hear back, just to make sure you don't have any questions.
Yeah. Where are you located? I am Pacific time.
We're in San Diego, actually. So we're just south of you.
You're in California. Okay, great.
So I'll shoot this over as soon as you can get it back to me. I should be able to get you submitted to underwriters and have some answers for you in about 24 to 48 hours.
No problem. Thank you.
All right,
much.
Abdul. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
No
What's
worries.
Your first name?
Tyler.
Ah, Tyler. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Tyler.
No worries. We'll be in touch.
Okay. You're sure. Take care.
Bye.